protesting continues nationwide right now. As an activist, does this moment feel any different to you?
It does. I participated in the demonstrations and protests after the Rodney King verdict in 1992. I was a college freshman. I helped organize marches. I got into a fight with the mayor of Atlanta declaring that his administration wasn't doing enough for poor black kids and poor black young people in the city. But those demonstrations ended. And after a few months of, actually after a few days of demonstration, after a few months of conversation, we went back to the way things were. But the fact that we have had more than 13 days of sustained engagement, we see multi-generational, multi-racial, multi-ethnic people standing up and declaring action. And going back to the point of voting, we see elected officials actually declaring and taking steps, concrete steps to make things right. That feels very different. But I think we also have to remember that we have a coward in the White House who has shown us what he intends to do if he stays. And he's been suborned by a group of moral cowards in the U.S. Senate who are allowing him to get away with his behavior. And I think that urgency is also sitting with demonstrators.